From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, red carpet crashing. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Tuesday, April 29th, 2008. I didn't do any red carpet crashing.
I totally crashed a red carpet party. I got a perk. Being on the host on this show, you're going to meet a lot of interesting people. Last week, we interviewed director Josh Seftel, who's the director of War, Inc. It premiered at Tribeca Film Festival here in New York last night. Mm-hmm. He invited me to his little premiere party. I didn't actually get invited to the movie. I just got invited to the premiere party. So after the party, I wanted to go see all the famous people on the red carpet, so I snuck in.
And?
It wasn't that fun.
No?
I did see some famous people.
Who's the most famous this?
Montel Williams.
Oh, Lord.
Hilary Duff.
Uh-huh. She's like number seven on the
sexiest woman alive. Oh, I saw Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei?
Yeah, she's famous.
I enjoy Marissa Tomei, if only for her appearance on Seinfeld. On today's show, speaking of Seinfeld and anti-dentites, maybe that's one reason for the great dentist shortage of 2008. Alaska is short of teeth doctors. We call them dentists. Thanks for the clarification. Teeth doctors. The American Dental Association isn't happy about the solution, which is let's get everyday folks to teach themselves dentistry. We'll talk about that later.
Also, we're going to step into NPR's Radio Lab series this hour. Robert Krulwich, good friend of the BPP, has a report on a new class of engineers. They don't build buildings or roads. They build living things.
Ooh, it's like Dr. Morneau.
Yeah. That story coming up.
And it's New Music Tuesday. Blender Magazine's Lizzie Goodman is here with new releases from Madonna, Portishead, and The Roots. We'll get all of that, plus today's headlines in just a minute. But first, Barack Obama says Reverend Jeremiah Wright doesn't speak for him, but that hasn't stopped Wright from speaking. Obama's former pastor again took a public podium yesterday, this time at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C.
Reverend Wright defended a 2001 sermon in which he said the United States had helped bring September 11th on itself.
Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." You cannot do terrorism on other people and expect it never to come back on you. Those are biblical principles, not Jeremiah Wright bombastic, divisive principles.
And he stood up for controversial Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.
How many other African Americans or European Americans do you know that can get 1 million people together on the mall? He is one of the most important voices in the 20th and 21st century.
Meanwhile, in North Carolina, Reverend Wright's former congregant, Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama, tried to distance himself further from the reverend, saying, quote, "He does not speak for me. He does not speak for the campaign. He may make statements in the future that don't reflect my values or concerns," end quote. And in case there was any doubt about whether the Obama campaign is enjoying Wright's recent speaking tour, Obama added, quote, "I think certainly that the last 3 days indicate that we're not coordinating with him, right?"
But while Obama yesterday was moving away from Wright, Wright was drawing connections between his work and Obama's by talking about change.
God's desire is for transformation. Changed lives, changed minds, changed laws, changed social orders, and changed hearts in a changed world.
And yesterday, while discussing the heat he's been facing, Wright made this assertion.
It is not an attack on Jeremiah Wright. It is an attack on the black church.
That point is getting a lot of attention, and not everyone agrees. Washington Post op-ed columnist Eugene Robinson, himself an African-American, says he's had it with the reverend. He writes, quote, "The problem is that Wright insists on being seen as something he's not, an archetypal representative of the African-American church. In fact, he represents one twig of one branch of a very large tree," end quote. Robinson goes on to call Wright's recent speeches egocentric, and to say, quote, "We get it, Reverend Wright. You're ready for your close-up."
But on the website for Ebony and Jet magazines, columnist Monroe Anderson calls for all Wright all the time. He says more of Reverend Wright would be better for race relations because it would allow Wright to get beyond soundbite news and show the world what he advocates is actually pretty banal.
We want to know what you think. We've opened a thread on our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. So head on over there to join the discussion on the blog. Now let's get to some more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.